Chapter 23. We have much explaining to do, Theodore. I have to tell them why a police inspector was shot in the head. I need to tell them something other than he would become a wolf. Commissioner Theodore Roosevelt folds his arms behind his back. He turns to his right and paces three steps. Then he stops, turns on his heels, and looks at the mayor. I know, sir, and I also know how ridiculous this all sounds. But I did see it with my own eyes. The two I shot changed before me. You know me. I cannot, with a sound mind, subscribe to utter nonsense had I not seen it with my own eyes. I, too, would hold fast my skepticism. You saw the claw marks they left behind. I witnessed the attack and the change. The inspector was chained to a wall. He himself pleaded for his own death. It was a mercy killing, to be sure. I understand all of this, and yes, I have seen the remnants of the attacks. However, I cannot go to the state and tell them that we have werewolves running amok in our town. I need more, something believable. And there is the matter of Briggs. What of him? He seems to be the ringleader. He has attacked and killed many. In effect, he even killed the inspector. It was Briggs that attacked him the night I was attacked in the street alone. If you need to place blame on someone, blame the man that changed the inspector's fate. Conlon was killed because he would have become a murderer himself. And you are certain of this? As certain as I stand before you now. All right, we place all of it on Briggs. It all began with him. He attacked Conlon, faked his own death, and then held Conlon against his will, then killed him. But we need Briggs brought down. Yes, sir, I am working on that as we speak. How? Mr. Mayor, some things are better left unknown. You know, plausible deniability and all. The mayor reaches for his handkerchief. He quickly wipes his forehead. Yes, yes, I suppose you are correct. However, Mr. Roosevelt, I need not remind you of the consequences, should all of this be some elaborate hoax. Do not worry, Mr. Mayor. Rest assured, none of this is in fact a hoax. I will stake my career on it. The City Morgue. Good evening, Inspector. What brings you around for the second time? Inspector Manson looks the room over. Then he looks toward Michael Bale. I could not locate the commissioner. However, I was able to locate another witness. Oh, and who might that be? A man who worked for Mr. Murphy. He said he was there of the day in question. He also said he witnessed the attack, and from his point of view, Roosevelt and his posses released a large dog onto Mr. Murphy. Murphy's man also says that he believes it was in retaliation, since Roosevelt found out about several men inside the department working for the crime boss. He believes it to be a setup. I know Roosevelt, and he also says Morgan was with him. Now, if Morgan and Roosevelt are in cahoots, then that is impossible. They all but hate one another. The witness went on to say that he believes someone will show here tonight to try and desecrate the bodies of one Ben Kelly and Thomas Murphy. That is insane. Just the same, I will stay here for a few hours, and if someone shows from Roosevelt's party, then I will know the truth. After all, that is all that matters to me. None of this supernatural hocus-pocus means anything. Well, Inspector, I have a feeling, one way or another, you will get the answers you seek very soon.